You're listening to SBS News.
The scandal-plagued data mining firm Cambridge Analytica and its parent company SCL Elections have begun insolvency proceedings in Britain, and they say they will seek bankruptcy protection in the United States. Cambridge Analytica has been in the headlines for months after Facebook said it acquired personal information harvested from millions of users without their knowledge. In a statement, Cambridge Analytica says it has no alternative but to shut down.
Despite Cambridge Analytica's unwavering confidence that its employees have acted ethically and lawfully, the siege of media coverage has driven away virtually all of the company's customers and suppliers. As a result, it has been determined that it is no longer viable to continue operating the business.
Cambridge Analytica marketed itself as a provider of consumer research and targeted advertising to political and corporate clients. It was hired by US President Donald Trump's 2016 election campaign. The company says it has been treated unfairly by the media.
Cambridge Analytica has been the subject of numerous unfounded accusations, and despite the company's efforts to correct the record, has been vilified for activities that are not only legal, but also widely accepted as a standard component of online advertising in both the political and commercial arenas.
In Britain, a series of figures linked to Cambridge Analytica have appeared before a House of Commons inquiry into fake news. Committee Chairman Damian Collins says the company should not escape scrutiny through its decision to shut down.
We've got to make sure that this is not an attempt to run and hide, that these companies aren't closing down to try and avoid being rigorously investigated for the allegations that have been made against them about the way they've used data, the ethics and the legality of their practices.
The deputy editor at Gizmodo Australia, Tegan Jones, has told the ABC she too questions the reasons behind the shutdown.
Not a whole lot has been proven yet. I think that's why there's so many concerns right now about them shutting down, where they say that it's because they have no clients left and are having mounting legal bills. You know, people are saying that maybe it's so they can't be investigated as thoroughly as they would be if they're still open.
Cambridge Analytica has released the findings of an independent investigator it appointed to look at several of the allegations levelled against it. In his report, senior British lawyer Julian Mallins says the allegations are not borne out by the facts. He found,
"The services offered by Cambridge Analytica are no different from the services offered all over the world by a very large number of competing digital marketing and data analytics companies."
He found the facts did not support media reports that Cambridge Analytica and SCL Elections were involved in helping Russia interfere in the US elections. Regarding a British television expose where a reporter posed as a fixer for a potential client, hoping to get candidates elected in Sri Lanka, and it was suggested Cambridge Analytica was skilled at helping shady candidates, Mr. Mallins found,
"I've seen no evidence to show that, whatever the sales boasts from the salesman. The staff who would actually have had to perform the above tasks have ever performed and would ever agree to behave illegally or disreputably or unethically."
Up to 87 million people had data harvested by a personality app called This Is Your Digital Life, built by academic Alexander Cogan. Data about more than 300,000 Australians may have been gathered. Mr. Mallins found Mr. Cogan's company, Global Science Research, shared information on around 21 million people with Cambridge Analytica. Australia's Privacy Commissioner is investigating Facebook and how personal information can be held more securely. Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.